Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners and professionals by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Atlanta podiatrist Dr. Jocelyn Curry on what you need to know about diabetic foot care. Our guest today is a Decatur, Georgia native. She is a graduate of Morgan State University and Temple University School of Podiatric Medicine. Today, she is a podiatric physician with Ankle and Foot Centers of Georgia. Her specialties include sports medicine, pediatrics, diabetic foot complications, fractures, and primary foot deformities such as bunions and hammer toes. We are so very honored to have on the phone today Atlanta's foot doctor to the stars, Dr. Jocelyn K. Curry. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio. So let's get right into it. Why should a person worry about the health of their feet if they have diabetes?
Well, diabetes is definitely a chronic disease. It affects so many organs, so many parts of our body. But when it comes to the feet, the biggest thing we see is that it affects the sensation in the feet. Patients who are diabetic, usually an uncontrolled diabetic, they start to lose the sensation and don't know when they have pain or an injury to their foot. Patients will often come in and say, I think I stepped on something or I injured my foot and only knew because I saw bleeding. So that's the biggest thing, is that diabetes can start to affect the sensation in the feet and also affects the circulation. So then we can have trouble with the healing if you ever do have an injury to the foot, because circulation can be compromised as well.
Well, what are some of the warning signs that it's time to see a foot doctor?
Well, definitely anyone who's diagnosed with diabetes should see a podiatrist at least once a year. But when you start having signs like tingling, burning, pins and needles sensations in the feet, or if you have a numbness in the toes or the bottom of the feet, that's definitely a good time to see a podiatrist or a foot doctor. At that point, I would evaluate you and see where you're losing sensation, why you're losing sensation to the feet, educate you on some things about diabetes and ways you can protect the feet, make sure you try to prevent problems before they happen.
Well, speaking of protecting the feet, how should people with diabetes care for their feet?
Well, the most important thing we can do and easiest thing is wear socks or shoes. Try not to walk barefoot around the house. Definitely don't walk barefoot outside, because when you have that loss of sensation, you have an injury or you step on a needle or step on a staple or a toothpick and see all kind of things get stuck in the foot. Patients don't know what has happened. So you can care for your feet by protecting them that way. Also, sometimes patients ask, can they soak their feet? Soaking your feet is okay if your sensation has been documented that it's intact. The big thing we see is that patients make their water too hot. They think the hotter the better, and you actually end up scalding your foot or burning the skin on the feet, and because the sensation is not there, you don't know how hot the water is. So the main thing there is checking the water with something higher up in the body, like your elbow, or have someone else check the water to make sure that it's not too hot. Soaking your feet is fine to help to care for the feet, to hydrate the skin, but then also after that, make sure that we're using a good moisturizer, because we want to keep that moisture in the skin so that it doesn't get too dry. Dry skin leads us to options where things can get in, bacteria get in underneath the layer of the skin where it should not be. So those are ways to care for the feet, protecting them with socks and shoes. Soaking them is fine, but also using a good lotion and moisturizer daily is important.
Well, let's get into exercise. Is it okay to exercise with diabetes?
Most definitely. Exercise is one of the best ways to control your diabetes. It actually helps to increase and improve the insulin receptors in the body. So exercise is great. When it comes to the feet exercise, then make sure we're wearing proper shoes. You know, you don't want to go out walking Stone Mountain in flip-flops. You know, that's for anybody, but definitely not someone who has diabetes. So exercising is great. We want to make sure you're wearing the right shoe for the exercise that you're doing, wearing socks to keep the sweat off of your skin, because that can also lead to things like fungus infections and dry skin, which as a diabetic can make it difficult to heal or be treated for those types of conditions. But exercise is definitely ideal and perfect for diabetics.
Speaking of exercise, tell our listening audience very briefly, how did you lose so much weight in such a short period of time?
Well, for me, it was changing the diet. You know, I realized when I was growing up, I love bread. I love biscuits. My mom used to make pans of biscuits, and she used to tell me, when you get older, those biscuits are going to catch up with you. So I've had to learn how to modify certain things, you know, everything in moderation. So just not really dieting, but just a lifestyle change and monitoring what I eat, portion control, and, of course, exercise. I try to exercise 3 to 4 times a week, whether it's at the gym or at home with the DVD. And, of course, running behind my 3 kids helps keep me active, too.
Well, how can people with diabetes prevent foot amputation?
Oh, that's definitely key. We definitely want to prevent amputations. Best ways is monitoring the feet, looking for, you know, issues where you have calluses on the feet or you have small cuts that can lead to an infection, that can lead to an amputation. Circulation challenges are usually the biggest reason why we see amputation. Patients who don't have good circulation to the feet have a small injury that turns into gangrene that turns into an amputation. So it's the small things that cascade into big things leading to amputations. Also, infections of the bone are usually other reasons why we end up with amputating parts of the foot. So it's biggest thing is monitoring. Just know your body. You know what wasn't there 2 or 3 years ago, 10 years ago, that's now there. Changes like calluses to the feet, or if we start seeing red spots or different color spots on the feet that weren't there, say, 5 years ago, bring it up to your doctor and say, why is this changing? What's happening? What can I do to prevent sores or infections or things that can lead to amputation? Because once that happens, then we have to look at, you know, different prosthetic devices in the shoes and making sure the balance is correct, that we're not causing transfer lesions, which can create more problems. So I want all my patients to leave this earth with everything God gave them they came here with. So that's my objective, is keep all 10 toes, keep your feet, keep you walking, keep you moving.
Now, when it comes to diabetes and blood sugar levels, how do blood sugar levels affect your feet?
Well, blood sugar, when it's elevated, it affects the nerves. That's the biggest thing in the body. So our nerves in our body start in the spine, and they run to all parts of the body like wires. It's like an electrical system for the body. So the ones that go to the feet, the nerves that go to the feet, have the longest to travel. Those are the longest nerves in the body. When your sugar is not well controlled, that sugar puts a thick coating over the nerves, and they can't send their signals like they need to. So they start misfiring, and that's the first sign of the tingling, burning, or shooting pains. That's the misfiring of the nerves. So when the sugar is elevated, it creates those misfiring, which we call neuropathy or nerve disease, and that's what starts to lead to the loss of sensation in the feet. So sometimes patients, if the sugar is really high for a few days, they may notice some tingling or weird feelings in the feet, and that's the body's way of saying, okay, there are some changes happening because your sugar is high, we need to get it back under control. And when the sugar stays high for too long, chronically for months and years, then we start to lose that sensation and we can't get it back. So a lot of times nerve damage is not reversible. So once you've lost that sensation, it's gone. The nerves cannot repair themselves past a certain point. So then we have to be really mindful of what's going on with the feet, because you really don't feel injuries or feel pain.
Well, Dr. Curry, why don't you recap very quickly, right, some of the ways people can keep their, the diabetic folks can keep their feet healthy.
Most important things is protecting the feet, wearing socks or shoes, even around the house. At least socks or a house shoe or something that's going to protect the foot. Other thing is hydrating the feet, always keeping on a good moisturizer, keeping something on the skin that's going to hydrate it and keep bad things out and all the moisture in the skin. The other thing is making sure that you're seeing your doctor on a regular basis to keep your blood sugar under control, to also make sure that you're eating properly so that your sugar is also not out of control that way, that's not affected by your diet. And see a foot doctor at least once a year. That's important, just to say everything is okay, know what to look for, and that way you'll have a person to call if there ever is a problem and you're not waiting weeks to get in to see someone.
And also tell our listening audience, why are you so passionate about keeping people healthy and moving as it relates to their feet?
I've always had a deep passion for medicine and health and helping people. And when I learned and got into podiatry, I realized the importance of the feet. We all want to keep walking, all want to keep moving. So that's my passion, is to keep us all healthy, keep us moving. We want to be able to get to all our activities and enjoy our families and enjoy our jobs or our careers. And just enjoy life. And we want to have 2 feet to do that, to get around. We don't realize how much we need our feet until they hurt. or a problem occurs, or we have to be down or in a cast or have surgery, and you realize how you take your feet for granted. So my passion is educating people so that I'm not always about, you know, surgery or having to do something major to someone. If I can just prevent you from having a problem 5 years from now, then I feel like I've done my job. I've educated you well to keep you healthy. You know, patients who come in for just a checkup, it's a quick 5-minute visit, that's sometimes the best, just for my mindset of knowing I know that you're okay, you're feeling well, your feet are doing fine, and that part of your body is okay.
Well, speaking of education, you have a lot of board certifications. Tell our listening audience about a few of them.
I am board certified in wound care. So I do see a lot of patients with ulcers or wounds on their feet, sometimes usually from diabetes, also from poor circulation. I'm also board certified in foot surgery. So I perform surgery for bunions, hammer toes. I also can also do ankle fractures, Achilles ruptures, you know, different sports injuries. So board certified across those two boards mainly, but I also on a regular basis go to conferences and continue my education for what's new out there, new procedures, new products, making sure I'm staying up to date on medicine and healthcare and how it's changing.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise Ankle and Foot Centers of Georgia in People You Need to Know magazine.
Well, I found People You Need to Know magazine to be a great vehicle for women business owners. It definitely highlights Atlanta's female business owners in a beautiful way. It's not just a typical newspaper ad. It's a very glamorous way, but still informative way of letting Atlanta know about all the women business owners that are available to them. So I've enjoyed being a part of the magazine these last 2 years.
All right. And finally, how can you be reached and how can people connect with you?
Well, I am with Ankle and Foot Centers of Georgia. Our website is ankleandfootcenters.com. I'm a part of a group of many different podiatrists, but I mainly work out of two locations, the one in Emory Midtown at 550 Peachtree Street, and then also at DeKalb Medical, the Lithonia campus in Hillendale. We've actually just opened a new office right on 6000 Hillendale Drive. So come out and see us in Lithonia in our brand-new state-of-the-art modern office. We'd love to see you there.
All right. You have a phone number for them?
Yes, definitely. Our Lithonia office, our number is 770-981-9011, and our Emory Midtown office is 678-702-0620.
Dr. Jocelyn K. Curry with Ankle and Foot Centers of Georgia, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio. Please don't keep us a secret. Tell your business associates about the important work People You Need to Know magazine is doing to shine the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women in business. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your upcoming conference, meeting, or women's group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fabulous job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind. Whether you try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are, take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.